Back in 1975, the Eagles started a 5-week run at number one with their album, One of These Nights. 3 top 10 singles, including this one, the title track. Their 4th studio album, first, I believe, with Joe Walsh. Did he join the next one? I should know this. Anyway, back in 1975, the Eagles hit the top of the charts with their album, One of These Nights. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Here on the Steve Gruber Show. Yeah, he was on the next album, Hotel California. We always dig into the world of music when I am hosting the show because I love music and its history and what it means to people. That's why I host a podcast for National Review called Political Beats. We talk with people in and around the world of politics about nothing political whatsoever. So that means we actually do talk with people on both sides of the aisle, mainly conservatives, but every now and then a liberal will get through. But if they love music as much as we do, then it's not a problem whatsoever. It's just, we just talk music. Most recently, the Beach Boys, Matt Welch from Reason, part one from Inception all the way up through Pet Sounds. NationalReview.com or elsewhere, fine podcasts are found. All right, I want to play for you here. It's a two-part, and it's a little long, but it's worth hearing because Kamala Harris came to play last night. She had a very, very good debate, I think. Again, not for my personal views, but for, you know, Democrats who might be attracted to things like, well, things like she talked about. This back and forth, though, with Joe Biden might get some spotlight. She came after Joe Biden. Actually, she was not asked a question. She demanded time, which is one way to go about, you know, getting your speaking time during a debate, saying, I want to talk about this, and then just doing it. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Harris, of course, the first voice you'll hear, talking about the issue of race and Joe Biden's background. This is one of the hot points of last night's Democratic debate down in Florida. This is Harris 1, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris from last night.
On the issue of race, I couldn't agree more that this is an issue that is still not being talked about truthfully and honestly. There is not a black man I know, be he a relative, a friend, or a coworker, who has not been the subject of some form of profiling or discrimination. Growing up, my sister and I had to deal with the neighbor who told us her parents couldn't play with us because we were black. And I will say also that in this campaign, we've also heard, and I'm going to now direct this at Vice President Biden, I do not believe you are a racist. And I agree with you when you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground. But I also believe, and it's personal, and it was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me. So I will tell you that on this subject, it cannot be an intellectual debate among Democrats. We have to take it seriously. We have to act swiftly. As Attorney General of California, I was very proud to put in place a requirement that all my special agents would wear body cameras and keep those cameras on.
Senator Harris, thank you. Vice President Biden, you have been invoked. We are going to give you a chance to respond. Vice President Biden.
It's a mischaracterization of my position across the board. I did not praise racists. That is not true, number one. Number two, if we want to have this campaign litigated on who supports civil rights and whether I did or not, I'm happy to do that. I was a public defender. I didn't become a prosecutor. I came out and I left a good law firm to become a public defender when, in fact, when...
Part two in a second. I don't know. Joe Biden, a little wounded last night, I think, in a couple of ways, including this back and forth with Kamala Harris. More from Joe Biden here. He continues. Harris 2.
When in fact my city was in flames because of the the assassination of Dr. King, number one. Number two, as the Vice President of the United States, I work with a man who, in fact, we worked very hard to see to it we dealt with these issues in a major, major way. The fact is that in terms of busing, you would have been able to go to school the same exact way because it was a local decision made by your city council. That's fine. That's one of the things I argued for, that we should be breaking down these lines. But so the bottom line here is, look, everything I've done in my career, I ran because of civil rights. I continue to think we have to make fundamental changes in civil rights. And those civil rights, by the way, include not just only African-Americans, but the LGBT community.
Vice President Biden, do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America then?
No,
do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I oppose.
Well,
I
there
did
was
not
a failure of states to integrate public schools in America. I was part of the second class to integrate Berkeley, California public schools almost two decades after Brown v. Board of Education.
Because your city council made that decision. It was a local decision.
So that's where the federal government must step in. That's why we have the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act. That's why we need to pass the Equality Act. That's why we need to pass the ERA. Because there are moments in history where states fail to preserve the civil rights of all people.
I have supported the ERA from the very beginning when I ran.
Vice President Biden, 30 seconds, because I want to bring other people into this.
I supported the ERA from the very beginning. I'm the guy that extended the Voting Rights Act for 25 years. We got to the place where we got 98 out of 98 votes in the United States Senate doing it. I've also argued very strongly that we, in fact, deal with the notion of denying people access to the ballot box. I agree that everybody, once they, in fact, they should. Anyway, my time's up.
Time's up. Moderator, step in. You can't have too spicy of a debate there between two candidates. Yeah, we got to stop this now. Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.